ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So I'm saying this, I want to take time to explain that, so that you can know that it's the process. There is individual preparations going on. And there is the understanding of the time. And you can't just be responding to things in the physical. So, he said he picked his phone when he had a clearer in his known heart, called this person, and the man said, "Who are you?" Introduce himself. Introduce, mention, he said, "Where are you?" He said, "Wherever you are on the planet, on surface of the planet, I need you here tomorrow." He said, "Tomorrow. Jump on the plane, come meet you where you are, 8 hours, and it's tomorrow." He said, "I'm serious." He said, I can't come tomorrow. I can come in 4 days' time." He said, "Give me your passport details." And he said, before they finished conversation, or they booked a ticket for him. I'm not talking about the monetary returns, because it is mind-blowing. That's not what my focus on. But my focus this morning was when he started to talk to this person. This person said, "Wherever gold is in Africa, I'm interested in it. And whatever you need," gave him a budget immediately. He said the money is ready. My friend said that this is what he has dreamed for. Because he just sensed that he has a calling into the mineral resources of Africa, that it should not be mined and be taken elsewhere anymore. So it was like a task for him. So he said, "I should pray." Of course, you need wisdom. So I have to pray the order of Solomon's prayer. "Lord, guide your son to go in and to go out. Guide him to always lean on your wisdom." So he spent 1 week with this man, because the man wants him before he opened himself. He spent 1 week with him. He said, but the person who introduced him told him that if the man says, "Hold on, please don't argue, just learn to hold on." So he now, in his interaction, that is when he now discovered that when he says, "Hold on," he wants to pray. He wants to be sure. Because the man told him, he said, I've never lose money since I started my relationship with God this way. He said, "Wherever God asked me to invest, I have invested, and I have gotten 1,000 times returns on my investment." He said, "So I'm mindful." He said, he gave him an instruction. He said, "Have you seen David? How David operated? He will never use the same template for battles." Praise the Lord. I think you got the message this morning. There is a place of hearing from God. There is a place of obedience. That's what I'm saying. Simple. Hearing from God. And then when you choose to obey, he backs you up with his own resources. That's what is called the power. He said, "You will remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power." Power. Power, not strategy. Power. Hey, power has to fall on your strategies for you to see it. And that's the difference. People do strategy. There's no problem in it. People plan. There is no problem with it. People do all sorts of things. There is no problem. We need to do it because we live in a natural world. But hey, on top of all those efforts, power must be there. You have the sacrifices on the altar. That's strategy. You planning. But hey, the fire must fall to consume the sacrifice. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, remember. We learned on Wednesday, it's very easy to forget. When the Bible says remember, remember, it means be mindful. It means to recognize. It means to retain in your memory. It means to keep in constant awareness. Power that is released means capacity. It means strength. It means ability. It means capability. Please, the covenant that God initiated with man, that started with Noah, translated or transferred to Abraham, is designed to work on the face of the heart. On the face of the heart. Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens, even these heavens belong to God. That's his own area of jurisdiction. But he said the heart he has given to the sons of men, not the world. The heart. The world is the system that runs in the heart. God is a God of the universe. So the covenant is not a respecter of location. It's not a respecter of economy. It's not a respecter of persons. So this morning, let's just quickly run through our scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Please, what I want you to do after today is, so if you can write out these scriptures, write out. You need to meditate. There is a system how things run in our world. But there is a higher life. And that higher life, for you to operate there, because there is a constant war. There is a constant war. And that war is with Mammon. Mammon is the god of riches. He lay holds. He lay claims. That's what the devil said. He said, the system of the world has been given to me. So Adam gave it because of his own act of disobedience. The second Adam restored it. That's why he said you can't enter into his territory without first binding him. You need to understand it. We are confronted with Mammon. And there is spirit behind Mammon is to get until you drop dead. And then you leave it for someone who does not even know how to get. So it's waste. What did Abraham give Isaac? That's what we are talking about this morning. Batting. Power. Because famine came. What did Isaac give Jacob? Power. 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 If you understand that you own the whole universe, will you be worried for one day? Said it to us last week. There's a difference between being a co-signatory and being a joint signatory. We are joint heirs with Christ. What do we own? Nothing. But he owns everything. But we are the beneficiary of all that he owns. Hey, my brothers, my sister, this morning, I challenge your faith. There was a time, whatever you have as we sit this morning, there was a time you didn't have it. And there was a time you and I were trusting for it. And after we got it, we are trusting for more. And that's why if we don't understand the balance, it is get. There is no end to this getting. But when you and I understand it, we are free from it. We know the purpose, the motive of getting it. He said, I will bless you. I will make your name great. But he ended up so that you can become what? A blessing. He said, in you, all the nations of the earth, all the nations of the world, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. That's the hope over Abraham. Famine couldn't contain it. Gold and silver couldn't limit it. In fact, the man grew to the point that he had personal army. And I don't know if you have thought about it, because I don't know how many of us have that kind of substance. If you have personal army, armies don't hit just one fufu. Men who are 300. So men who are 300, they have wives, So just multiply. In those days, their understanding of fruitfulness is as many kids as you can have. So, but let's even permutate it. 2 kids per family. Armies in those days, they don't work. Their family is totally, it's just like the equivalent of what they do for U.S. Marines. U.S. Marines doesn't think about, when he's at Afghanistan, he doesn't think about naming ceremony. The U.S. government will go and do that naming ceremony on his behalf. Because it's on the call to duty. And the Bible talks about you and I as what? Ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors of Christ. I will call out the scriptures. Please forgive me today. I'll go it. 70. Let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. It says, yet for us, there is only one God, from Amplified, the Father, who is the source of all things. In other words, when you're talking about ideas, power to get, so that he can establish his covenant, the source, the word Father means the source. The source. God is the source of all things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 in Amplified. It's got, my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches in glory, in Christ Jesus. What do you need? You need his wisdom. You need his knowledge. You need his understanding. You need eyes to see, to recognize opportunity. You need ears to hear what you need to do. You need a heart that comprehends, capacity to handle things on God's behalf. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadows of turning. God is not profane. God is not Esau. God thinks generationally. If you are going to walk and be worthy in kingdom ways, you have to embrace that. You must think generationally. This life is not about you. So it doesn't begin and end with you. It goes beyond you. You must think generationally. What can we do to be a blessing? For every kobo, every dollar, every pound sterling that comes into your hand, is God a stakeholder? And we keep asking for more, more, more. Is he a stakeholder? James 1:17, Deuteronomy 28:12, God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults. That's a message. Psalm 121, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Genesis 22, 14. So I've done 6 now. 1 Corinthians 8, 6. Philippians 4, 19. James 1, 17. Deuteronomy 28, 12. Psalm 121, verse 2. Genesis 22, 14. Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. And it is said to these days, on the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. The same spot that Abraham offered Isaac is the same spot Jesus was crucified. That's not the story for today. But the story for today is that I want to tell you, it's not today. I think when I come back to this covenant thing, do you know that God gives us, to really, really know whether we are sure, God gives us tests. For example, test number one for Abraham. The Bible says God gave him 3 days to change his mind. So sometimes God pushes that. Whether you want to, you know, there are some of our brethren, for example, of course, we don't do it here. They raise money, raise money, raise money. Eh? And when they finish raising money, somebody say, oh, I will give ₦1 million. I will give ₦200 million. And so they leave the service. They say, I'm not giving. They change their mind. 3 days. Whether Isaac, and it was journey, very tedious journey. And Isaac was consistently asking, just like we saw in that thing, when they were about to give, it is Micah. When the returns came, it is what? That's not the story for today. Genesis 22:14, the same place.
Psalm 31, verse 19. How great is your goodness! You have stored up for those who fear you. You will bestow in the sight of men those who take refuge in you. Exodus 33, verses 18 and 19. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Before you, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. I will come back to it another day. But please understand, until you and I come to that place where you know that every business opportunity is because God gave you the chance. It's not because of the goodness of your proposal. You need to do proposal. But hey, it is because of God's hand upon your life. And I'm saying that this 70 is just for us to rest. Rest. There's no need to be anxious. There is no need to make things happen in that reason. The rest we need is the rest of obedience. We need to enter into that rest. Wherever God says to you, you won't question it. Whatever he says to you as instruction, follow it. Sometimes these instructions, they are not even grievous. Just it's a call to someone. Say, why should I call the person? And then you call the person the next day and say, and I was looking for you the day before yesterday. Ephesians 3:20 in the Amplified. He said, now to him who by inconsequence of the actions of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desire, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. If you want to walk on this journey with God, get ready for that realm. God will surpass your expectation. And I believe so this year. It will surpass your expectations. Psalm 16, verse 2, he said, every good thing I have comes from you. There must be that acknowledgement. Psalm 16, 2. Psalm 34, verses 8 to 10. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 23, verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Because that's the commitment. You must dwell. You must abide in his presence. A lot of us, we've made mistakes in life, and we make mistakes at those points that we don't dwell. We don't ask him anymore. We look at what we have done at the expense of his instruction. Psalm 65, verse 11, you crown the year with your goodness and your power drips with abundance. And you know, if you run a business, you need to hold on to that scripture. Because people usually say, this is the end of the year. Business is slow. Who says? He said, it crowns the year. It crowns the year. Psalm 107, verses 8 to 9. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Proverbs 10:32, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. He had no sorrow with it. Genesis 1:27 and 28 in the Amplified. So God created man in his own image, in the image and the likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. In the service of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 14. Verses 22 and 23, but Abraham said to the king of Sodom, is a type of this world, the system that runs. He said, I have raised my hand to the Lord Almighty, the possessor. Abraham acknowledged it, and that's what I'm just saying this morning. God is our own source. David said, some may trust in chariots. People do jazz.
People do stupid things to protect, to make money. But he said God is a possessor. Possessor. In our own nation, because of poverty, people are selling their kidney. And someone sells his kidney, it's only one that is remaining. And he's an alcoholic. He said, because if I die, I don't want somebody else. You know, poverty is bad, though. It's a disease. With poverty comes stinginess. You saw it in that drama, isn't it? The man was ready to make sacrifice. And sometimes it's like that. When we have resources, we are believing God for multi of millions. Somebody is just believing for 5,000. Why not take out of your multi millions or few hundred of thousands and give to the person who need have a need for 5,000? It might be the sharing of the water for your own multi millions that you are living. You know, we must come to this. Because you see, if we come to this, maybe I should close at this time so that I don't, we are going to 70, still a long way. Please, let's come to that point. Let's not make things happen for ourselves. People are desperate in our nation at this time. But hey, and let me conclude with this relocation thing. I'm not saying you should not relocate, don't get me wrong. But it must not be what everybody is doing. That's what you choose to do. Where is the voice of God? Some people, we have to be like our ambassadors. They go for a moment and then come back. But what I'm saying practically is this. Hey, I went on House America. I went on GL. People are suffering. And you know, when we say this, what people say is that maybe because you don't want us to travel. We have traveled. But it's not funny. It's not funny to be in a land, Kumani paper. It's not funny to be in someone where the color of your skin, technically, don't mind what people say about human rights and all that, but still the color of your skin, technically, has closed some opportunities against you. Now think about you don't even have paper. No. Over what? 24 hours interrupted supply of light? But people pay for it. I can go to the street and take selfie. Owning a car can sometimes be very expensive in some of those places. There are bees and bees and bees that you must pay. Someone says he hands $5,000 every month. Go check it out. The system also is designed to suck out at least $3,500. Because all the things we say they are free, somebody is paying for it. And in all those systems, if you don't have paper, people are not friendly. People are mean. Forget. Maybe it's your brother or sister. Forget. There's a threshold. Hey, Joe, please, before you do it, make sure you hear the voice of God. That's what I'm pleading for you. I've seen people who sold their houses, sold everything. I said, "Well, I'll bury it." I've seen bankers, I've seen people who have relatively stable business here, they just pack it up for better life. It's better suffering. It's not better life sometimes. I've seen people giving excuses about their kids and all that. Are you their destiny maker? Hey, I'm not saying don't. Please, but let it be purposeful. And that's my message. Let it be purposeful. Let it be that in the midst, because when you look at the scripture, the patriarch, let me just close because I can go on and on. The Bible, we always say when they want to relocate, they go down. Abraham went down to Egypt. Isaac wanted to go down. So there is something that happens
You go down first. And if you are going down at 45, 35, when will you rise? And I've met some of people there. The only thing that you can see around their life is that Oyibo, a living pecan. Do one coffee. What's that? I don't eat spaghetti. Let's stand.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,